Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
The Anchorage Assembly passed an amended version of its resolution allocating approximately $51.6 million in federal funding dollars distributed as part of the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. Late Tuesday, a formal motion to postpone the meeting to early June failed, as did an amendment to the motion that requested an extension to next week's regular meeting instead of next month. Assemblymember Crystal Kennedy, who called taking an extra week or two to review and decide on the resolution, added that she hoped the body would pause before making such a big decision on money that would go directly to benefit the people of the municipality of Anchorage. Several members, however, maintained the public had been given ample time for consideration of the resolution, that the Anchorage Assembly overall gave an extensive attention to the proposal via work sessions and other meetings to determine the best path forward, and that the funding needs to go out as soon as is manageable in order to help the residents as quickly as possible. Whether or not they agreed in entirety with all facets of the amended version of the resolution, AR 2021-167, the Anchorage Assembly eventually voted 7-3 in favor of passing it. Anchorage Assemblyman Pete Peterson:
I think the best thing we did tonight was not delay this. When we took our time to get the CARES Act original funding out, it took us a while to get the system set up, and we were criticized roundly for taking too long. Government just takes too long to do things. And so now we're trying to get this money out as fast as we can so we can save some businesses from going out of business. We can create some economic opportunities out there, create some jobs, get the economy rolling again. Doggone, what a surprise, we're wrong again. So you can't win no matter how you do it.
Some members of the general public also came up to give final notes on the decision after it was made Tuesday night, with some expressing approval of the allocation setup and others noting their disappointment at the vote. The next Anchorage Assembly meeting will take place Tuesday, May 25th. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services website is the target of a malware attack. The department is investigating the incident in cooperation with authorities and is taking actions to prevent further disruption and harm to its service, its systems, and its databases. DHSS Commissioner Adam Crum released a statement saying, "I'm grateful to our information technology staff for the long hours they've put in to work through this cyber attack and for everyone at DHSS who's making sure our programs and services haven't been halted. Unfortunately, this type of malicious attack is part of the cost of conducting any kind of business online, as there are constant threats from people worldwide trying to infiltrate IT systems. I want to ensure Alaskans, our department is doing everything possible to get the website back up and running safely and understand the scope of the attack, its impact, and how to prevent this from happening in the future." Unquote. The DHSS website was taken offline the evening of Monday, May 17th, while the investigation is being conducted and will be unavailable to the general public until further details are known about the incident. Some services, for example, COVID-19 vaccine appointment scheduling and the data dashboards, are hosted by outside sources and can still be accessed through covid19.alaska.gov. Investigators are in the process of trying to determine whether any personal or confidential information was compromised. At the time, there are no details on who initiated the attack, why the DHSS was targeted, whether this attack is related to any other recent attacks, or how long the website may be down. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.